So when we say spiritual, we are not talking about otherworldly stuff. We are talking about the human being, the innermost core of the human being. When you say physical, you're talking about the body. It is a… it's common knowledge, we accumulated this body by eating the food that we've eaten. It's just a piece of the planet. If we get this point now, it'll be good. Otherwise, one day we'll get it from the maggots when it's a little too late. This is just a piece of planet that we picked up. So what we gather can be ours, but can never ever be me, isn't it? This can be mine. This cannot be me. This most people do not realize till the moment of death. If we realize right now, then we understand body is an accumulation of food that we've eaten. Mind is an accumulation of the information and exposure that we have had. It's a heap of impressions, this is a heap of food. Between these two heaps, where are you? That's a question. If you've not even figured out experientially where you are, everything that you do is by accident. We try to organize a psychological structure so that you don't feel like an accident on a daily basis. But 3 days if you don't do anything at all, simply sit in one place, simply. No reading, no talking, no television, no looking out of the window, simply. You will see all these things will confront you. That's why everybody's busy. They have to be busy because if they simply sit, existential questions will confront them. What am I? What is the nature of my existence? So spiritual process essentially means your experience of life has transcended the limitations of your physicality, that you are able to experience something beyond your physical nature. Why is this important? See, physicality always comes with boundary. The very nature of the physical is a defined boundary. You can call this a physical body only because it has a boundary. If you pull out all the boundaries, it is no more a physical thing. So as long as you're identified with your physicality, you are a slave to boundaries. You are setting up boundaries and boundaries of various kinds. This is why biological family is so important, my community is important. Otherwise, you know, as we expand, nation becomes important at the cost of something else. Everything, every boundary is always at a cost of something else. A spiritual process means you have arrived at something experientially, not intellectually or ideologically. Experientially, you know something that is not physical in nature. That which is not physical means it's naturally a boundless process. Once you have touched that, now your identity is such that it is not limited to anything.